Thank you very much, Maharaj. Now we shall have His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj. Maharaj preaches in Japan and in parts of Africa. Also many other places around the world. Has been a committed soldier in Srila Prabhupada's army of book distribution. Is very much loved all over the world for his simplicity. So let us welcome very loudly His Holiness Kavichandra Maharaj. Maharaj, it's now about 6:50 and at 7:05 we shall interrupt for J. Anilo for Bhajan for Srila Prabhupada.
Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Could go on and on. When we see so many dedicated and enthusiastic devotees trying to follow Prabhupada, then we can understand how he's, in one sense, more present than ever, more well-known around the world. I know the day that Prabhupada left, at first I was thinking, well, for me, personally, not much different because my service was always reading the books, distributing books, trying to do some service, not much personal association. Sometimes being in the class or tagging along on a walk. But then I was thinking for the society, what a huge difference because we didn't have that final authority anymore. So that's still something we're wrestling with. But we do have his presence, Prabhupada, and he's available for everyone. By association with devotees, and by his books especially. The Vani is better than the Vapu. That was a very common phrase during Prabhupada's time because most of us didn't get the Vapu. I know the party I was on, the leader, every time Prabhupada was anywhere else in America, he would be taking off to be there and he would tell us the Vani is better than the Vapu. Service and separation is better, you know. But that's a fact. That's our philosophy. So I can, at first I didn't like that, but I realized it was a blessing because there comes a time when we only had the Vani. But Vani means also taking up, trying to follow. Srila Prabhupada said, you know, people said he'd done such miraculous things, but his only credit was that he really strictly, sincerely took the order of his spiritual master. And he tried to preach in the English-speaking world, and then he said he had some success. He said, my guru didn't tell me to preach in India particularly, but he said I couldn't sit back and see India going to hell. So he brought some, he said, like Lord Ramachandra, he brought the monkey soldiers to India, and now we see the results because the Indians, of course, the covering is very thin. Natural condition is Punya Bhumi. So, but Prabhupada had not only India, not only the United States. The other day, Jananda Maharaj was speaking, UK Ugra Karma and USA. Unlimited sinful activities. But that's in the Bhagavatam. And in one temple in South India, the leader there, he said, Prabhupada, this Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pukasha, Yavana, Kashadaya. And those are all like specific so-called low-born people, right? We we won't go over the details, but it gives in the purport, you know, their particular type of sinful people or supposedly sinful people. Then ye and ye chapapa, yadapashaya shaya. That's America. That, taking shelter of all sinful activities and no particular, you know, specific type of fallen person, but all came together from all over the world. And Prabhupada had no fear. He had absolutely no fear. He, at the lotus feet of Krishna, go to New York City. Even now, my sister lives in Florida. She was afraid when she went to New York, you know. That even ordinary, you know, American people, they think is dangerous there. But Prabhupada was very happy there because he could preach. He was carrying out the order of his spiritual master, so he was always blissful. Whether he had apparent success, you know, results, that measurable results, or whether he had nothing, he just blissfully carried on, and then we see the result that very quickly so many people joined him. And he was thinking, like we heard, you know, these, he told us later, you know, he was thinking, when I tell them the regulative principles, they'll just say, go back to India, you know, nobody in America would want to hear. He was feeling like that. But he had faith, he said, that if they would hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then that would do the job. That would change their heart, change everything. So we see how much determination he had to make everyone hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was preaching from Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning. He was distributing the Srimad Bhagavatam, putting it in bookstores. And anyone who came and was interested, he sold the captain of the ship the Srimad Bhagavatam, his three volumes, so he could get the money to enter America. He didn't have any money even. You can't imagine, you know, would you go anywhere without money, any of us? Right? We wouldn't go across the street practically. But he went to America by himself, not only no money, but he didn't know anybody there, and there wasn't like a bunch of Hindu families ready to greet any sannyasi, and there wasn't any practically. But he was so fearless. Abai, even he was named Abai from the very beginning. So we can remember the disappearance means appearance. Like he said, he's appearing somewhere else, but also for the sincere devotees, he appears in the heart much more. The guidance and the awareness and the awareness of the need to hear the Vani and carry out the Vani becomes much stronger. So we see how, you know, the movement has somehow continued to expand by Prabhupada's mercy. He's inspired so many people. And then more generations on and on, we have no... You know, if we see the last 30 years and how many more there are, then how many there are going to be. I was just with the Silver Jubilee of the Braj Mandala Parikrama. So there's 1,500 devotees walking. I was on the first one, that's why I was invited. But there was 70. Sachinandan Maharaj was there also. And that was very spontaneous organization that time. Breakfast sometimes 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Lunch at 7 or 8, one time midnight. Because all of a sudden we were at the place where Nanda Maharaj was arrested by Varuna. And somebody came and said, do you want to go to the place where Radha and Krishna had a marriage? So we said, oh yeah, of course. So we went there and we heard all the leelas, and then all of a sudden it was getting dark, and they said, we don't know the way from here to the next place. And somebody said, oh, I know. The pujari there said, I know. So we ran across the Jamuna as the sun was going down, and we walked and we walked and we walked until midnight. Those were the good old days. But somehow the movement goes on like that, and by the mercy of Krishna. We've talked very much, you know, and Prabhupada gave us so much, but he left us with, you know, he said, the framework is there, now you have to fill it in. So, you know, we know what to do, we know by his example, and what he did, what he didn't do. We should also note that sometimes. Sometimes devotees want to do things that Prabhupada never did, but he showed us by not doing them. But he was so kind to live with us, you know, and such austere and simple conditions, leaving, you know, Vrindavan and, you know, very nice life there, but retired. But when he was in New York, he said, I'm not in New York, I'm in Vrindavan. He was always in Vrindavan. So that he was very, very kind, and then he was especially kind to record, you know, almost everything he spoke, make sure it was recorded. He was very determined like that. And I was told that even when if the recording machine in those days, you know, they jam up and everything, and he would stop the lecture until they got it going again. You know, make sure everything is recorded and, you know, his letters got organized and what to speak of the books, working every night and translating Srimad Bhagavatam and then getting it published. It's no easy task even now for us, and with technology much more and experience much more, and getting them distributed, getting all of us, you know, to get out. Like myself, in my life, there were a few things, but one thing I thought I would never do ever was sell something. Never. No way I would sell anything. I just couldn't stand salesmen. But I went out with books, and immediately I didn't want to do anything else. I still hardly want to do anything else. But it's not really selling, you know. I was giving Krishna, you know, the pictures and the Krishna book. I didn't know anything. I remember when I first sold it. But Prabhupada said, you know, these pictures are windows to the spiritual world. So I didn't know anything else about the book. I hadn't read it even, you know, it just came. I opened it up and said, these are pictures of the spiritual world. You can go there and just... And people would take it. Oh, really, you know? Yeah, because Prabhupada wanted that. You know, he delayed the publication of that Krishna book to have 64 pictures in the first volume, make sure they were all finished. So he had everything covered. He had, you know, when he had nothing, his card said centers all over the world. And he told one man that the books are there and the temples are there, but they're not manifested yet. But now they're manifesting more and more. But still, there's, you know, most of the world has not been touched. They tell me I go places, you know, I get some credit because I go where nobody else goes. But there's so much of the world, and even in India, so many villages we haven't touched. And in America, most people never heard of Hare Krishna so far, you know. Some devotees think, oh, we have such a bad name, but actually most people never heard of it. So we have a lot of work to do to try to catch up Prabhupada's understanding of the urgency, you know, that the material world is a constant disaster. It's not just once in a while there's a flood, or once in a while, it's always a flood of ignorance and a flood of maya. And Prabhupada understood that, so he never rested. And he was able to, you know, inspire anyone who came in touch with him. And still can be. All you have to do is read Prabhupada's purports, his personal ecstasies, and see how many times he stresses, you know, give it, give it, give it, preach, distribute. You know, he says it in so many different ways, you know, and Lord Chaitanya. Then he gave us Chaitanya Charitamrita, so we got the, you know, Lord Chaitanya's personified Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we know how to preach Srimad Bhagavatam by studying the way he preached it, and the movement just can grow and grow and grow, and everyone can have more and more contact, personal contact with Prabhupada, because he's not limited in any way to any few people or the few people that had a lot of personal contact. But he told us many times the books are better than I am, so the books are still there. And please, you know, we request everybody read them and study them, you know, really read them for the pleasure of Krishna, because that's what Prabhupada wants us to do. And we'll automatically be inspired to remember Prabhupada, remember Krishna, and be able to appreciate all this holy Dham and all the Giriraj and all the things that Prabhupada, you know, told us about. Otherwise, well, we don't know anything. What in America, what as far as we heard about India, is just a bunch of everybody's completely poor and they're so stupid because they don't kill cows and, you know, they believe in reincarnation, and that was how we were taught, you know. So, but Prabhupada came and immediately we could understand, here's the absolute truth. Anyone who just heard from him, even. Like if you read Mukunda Maharaj's book, Shamasundar, Malati, they never even met Prabhupada, but they said, let's go make a temple in San Francisco, and they did. You know, without even meeting him, without hardly reading any books, but just by hearing about him from Mukunda and Janaki. So, what to speak of us now, we have so much opportunity, so many movies, so many books, so much chance. So thank you very much. I think it's time to stop and honor the exact moment, right? Thank you very much. You're very kind to let me speak. I didn't expect to be called on because I was a surprise drop-in, and I was hoping to hear more from others. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna.